Nolte, Sean King, I'm Not Going to Call for Peace in Kenosha. By John Nolte on August 24, 2020. Far-left activist Sean King tweeted he is not going to call for peace while riots broke out in the Democrat-run city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, after an officer-involved shooting. Nah. I'm not going to call for peace. We've tried peace. For years. Y'all don't understand that language, he tweeted as the violence increased. We are calling for a complete dismantling of American policing. It's not broken. It was built to work this way. And mayhem is the consequence. You earned it. Video posted on social media that appeared to capture the shooting in question shows two Kenosha police officers following a black man with weapons drawn. The man appears to be defying them as he walks around the front of a minivan, opens the door, and attempts to enter the minivan. One of the officers grabs the man's shirt, he's been identified as Jacob Blake, and then shoots him in the back 7 times. There is no word yet as to whether there was a weapon in the car or if the officers involved feared there was a weapon. What followed is what we have seen in countless Democrat-run cities over the past months: rioting, arson, violence. What King accurately described as mayhem. Oh, and there was also looting, because nothing proves how down you are with the struggle than upgrading your home entertainment system. This is not the first time King has endorsed violence. In June, King called for statues that portray Jesus as white to be torn down. Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim as Jesus should also come down. They are a form of white supremacy. Always have been, he tweeted, adding, tear them down. All murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. It should be noted that depictions of Jesus as white are not a form of white supremacy. The Holy Mother, Mary, has appeared as part of many different cultures, African, Mexican, and European. And so throughout the world, the Holy Family is depicted as Middle Eastern, Black, Hispanic, white, you name it. This isn't about race, it's about the universality of the faith. After King called for violence against the church, a wave of attacks against the church began. The acts of vandalism including the beheading of statues and arson. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.